Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg's with us, and Greg, just if you could stand by for just a minute. I mentioned yesterday that USA Prepares instructor Kurt Wilson is in serious condition. He's in intensive care. He has COVID. And I got a call from his son yesterday. I missed the call. We have only a landline. And I saw that we missed the call, and he immediately picked up the phone when I came back into the farmhouse. I called his son. And his son said, would you like to say something to Kurt? Now, I had no more information than just that. And I said, yes. And so I said, let me put you on the speakerphone. They put me on the speakerphone in the ICU. And I said, hey, Kurt, this is Vincent. I just want to let you know I'm looking forward to broadcasting with you again, you know, as soon as you're ready. And you know, what we could talk about is, I know you like going to garage sales and yard sales on Fridays, and let's talk about that. Let's talk about something fun. And then I paused, and I was trying to keep this all upbeat and positive, and I just said a few other things. And then his son, I stopped talking. His son took me off the speakerphone, and I have a feeling his son walked away from the hospital bed. And I said, how's he doing? And he said, I'm paraphrasing. He said he hasn't regained consciousness. I didn't know that I was saying my final goodbyes to Kurt. I didn't know that at that time. He is in very, very serious condition. I don't know his condition right now. I will let you know. As I learn, it won't be till Monday, I'm sure, at the earliest. You know, if there's a miracle, or if there's not a miracle. So if you're inclined to pray, please do, like right now. Today we have Greg Lesher, hour number one, Bert, hour number two. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. You know, I was just going through information on the treatment, and this is extremely important, because what's happened here is happening all over, and it's been happening for a while. And I want you people to, not on Google, but download DuckDuckGo and do a search on the internet on DuckDuckGo for hospital protocol is killing people. Now, you're going to find a number of articles, of doctors who have gotten into detail on what's going on in the hospitals. There is a drug called remdesivir, and this drug, they will tell you in these articles, was used in the Ebola. There were basically three antibiotics that were used. Well, remdesivir, they found, and I'm going to give the low numbers I read, had a 53% mortality rate when they gave it to the Ebola patients. happened, it was called kidney failure and other organ failures. And when this kidney failure would occur, it would, your kidneys would turn loose water, which would fill the lungs with fluid. And they would call it a secondary pneumonia reaction, and the patient would, of course, die. They'd drown to death. Well, when you go in to the hospital and you get the they test you using the PCR test, which, by the way, the inventor of PCR tests, the one that received the Nobel Prize, who you won't find through Google, has a video. And he says it is absolutely not for testing to see if a person has a sickness. What it was designed for was basically they would keep cycling these PCR tests until the higher they cycle, they could tell you everything in your life that you've been exposed to, including hepatitis and all these different various diseases that will show up if you cycle it enough times. But the thing is your body's handled those diseases and those sicknesses, and therefore you didn't have it. You cycle it enough times, and it's going to show that you have COVID. Now, you've got a cold or something like that, and what they're going to do is they're going to prescribe to you remdesivir. You take the remdesivir, and you, chances are you're going to start, your lungs are going to start filling with fluid, and you're going to be in there having a hard time breathing. The protocol is not to give you oxygen. The protocol is to incubate you. In other words, put you in a coma and put you on the ventilator. 99 out of 100 times you put on the ventilator, this is a last-ditch effort to save somebody. You will die. They'll blow your lungs out. These doctors are saying, don't go to the hospital. It's protocol to kill you. And I just don't know what to say. I'm just dumbfounded by, you know, the inventor of the PCR test called Dr. Fauci an idiot on his video. He says he doesn't know anything. All he is a pencil pusher and a bureaucrat. So I'm just, you know, for that instructor, I don't know what to say. If he's in the hospital and he's on a ventilator, the chances aren't very good. I did watch there's a video out there on a nurse, a whistleblower, who was in the New York hospitals, and they were literally going out and finding homeless people, testing them, taking them to the hospital, putting them on ventilators, going through the same process, because you got COVID, we're going to, you know, give you an antibiotic. And I want people to think for a minute. When you would go to the doctor with a coronavirus, which is COVID, and say, what can I do? They say, well, there's really nothing we can do because it's a virus. Because what doesn't work on viruses? Antibiotics. When did this change? And how did we become so stupid that we don't remember what our doctors were telling us when we got a virus? Is beyond me. You know, we've gotten ourselves into a situation, and it's a planned and controlled situation, obviously, because these hospitals are behind it. They're behind Fauci. I just don't know what to say about it right now. I'm just, it just,
Greg, have you
in a twilight zone.
Right. Rich Sheban says that quite frequently, that we're living in the Twilight Zone episode. Rod Serling, S-E-R-L-I-N-G, was the creator and writer of many of the episodes of the Twilight Zone. Did you ever come across Kurt Wilson in your broadcasts?
Yeah, I've heard him. Yeah. He was a good man, and I just, you know, it's fear that's doing it to these to people. Because, you know, the first thing you're going to fear when you've got this chest cold, whether it be, you know, bronchitis, which I usually would get every couple of years, you know, a case of bronchitis. you want to get in there and find out, you know, especially since they're just scaring all these people are dying. Well, the death numbers are so inaccurate because if people are dying from this treatment, this remdesivir, and they mark it down as a COVID death, they up the numbers. Now, of course, I've heard it on the program talked about before, too, where we were discussing the once you get the vaccine, and let's just say you make it to the second dose, and say you die 2 or 3 days later after from the reaction to the vaccine, you are not considered vaccinated until you have received all the doses and lived for at least 14 days. So what do they consider that? Well, he died of COVID symptoms, or we don't know why he died, but he died, and he died unvaccinated because he didn't make the 14 days. So they upped the death numbers again. These numbers that are the people dying from COVID, it's planned genocide. I mean, I don't know what else to say. The evidence is all there, but why are these people not behind bars like Fauci, who, according to the documents from the Wuhan lab and the funding of it for our tax dollars and the NIH, it's all there. The evidence is there. It's been brought forward. Why is nothing being done about it? Why are they not behind bars? Because they're all behind it. I hate to say that, but they're all behind this. How do we let these people get above us? I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Before you do it, I'd like to mention one thing, make this very clear. I do not know the current condition of Kurt Wilson. I hope he is recovering. I hope there's been a miracle. I don't know the current condition of Kurt Wilson. So when Greg was saying that he died, he was speaking generically of people who have been treated in hospitals. He was not talking about Kurt Wilson. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the protocol is remdesivir. Why was that drug picked? It was thrown out of the Ebola in Africa because it was killing. The more people were dying of the treatment than there were the Ebola.
So here's the real question: when President Donald Trump and his son and I believe his wife all came down with COVID. And he was hospitalized. It was very hush-hush. Within 3 days, he was back on the job. What exactly was his treatment? And if that worked so well, and it was touted as experimental, if that worked so well, why is that treatment not being used to save people? But what I understand was from Kurt's son, and I understand that he has made a number of calls to friends and family to talk to Kurt and I guess say their goodbyes. But Kurt tested all family members, four of them, three family members and a friend went somewhere and they all got sick simultaneously when they came back within a short period. And they all slowly recovered, but Kurt recovered, and then he relapsed, and then he couldn't breathe, and he was rushed to the hospital.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just wanted to mention that if you had a chance to interact with Kurt Wilson, and you'd like to tell me a little bit about it, you can send me an email, instructor at usaprepares.com, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares, U-S-A-P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S.com, and put Kurt Wilson in the subject line, Kurt with a K, Kurt Wilson. You know, Greg, I wanted to tell you that as I was listening to you before the break, it reinforced in my mind why you are on the air with us. I invited you to be on the air because you are a teacher. You are an instructor. Bert's an instructor. Gwyneth's an instructor. Dr. Sheely is. Captain John Reagan. Kyle. Sharon. Kathy. Rich. We're all instructors, and that's what makes us different from talk radio. They talk. We teach. We're different. And we actually have a purpose. We're just not here to hear ourselves pontificate, you know, about opinions. We're actually teaching facts and what to do about it. And I know that you have a couple of things that you want to talk about, as well as what you just mentioned. You want to talk a little bit about the solar still, and you want to talk about patriot mythology and food and how to store it and graphene oxide, etc. So I just want to say thank you for preparing, thank you for volunteering your time, and thank you for doing what other people in the on radio don't do. They don't teach. You do.
Well, I want to thank you because you know, most of the time in all of this experience, it, when we try to teach people, that we, a lot of them fall on deaf ears. They really do. They don't want to do their own investigation. They don't want to look at the signs, even when the signs are presented. And it's nice to have an audience who's actually listening, who will actually do their own investigation, and who do not depend upon the arm of the flesh. You know, and then that's what they're doing. They're depending upon the arm of the flesh with their decisions. And what does the Lord say about that? Cursed is he that trust in the arm of the flesh, and that makes the arm of flesh his arm. In other words, I will make my decisions upon people that I think are smarter than me. No, that's not where we go. We get on our knees and we ask our Father in heaven if the information that we're getting is right, and if he'll help show us the way. And he will do that, because like it says, if you ask your Father for bread, is he going to give you a stone, or is he going to give you bread? And right now we're seeking the bread of life. We're seeking a way to make it through this, because we understand that we are in the worst of times. And if there's anybody out there that thinks things are going to get better through control and totalitarianism and what we're being faced with in control, then my best of luck to you. We're not. And that's why right now food is so important, because they've already been approved. The FDA has already approved to spray our foods with nanotechnology. And folks, I don't know if you've seen what graphene oxide does, especially this nanotech that they've developed. When it's exposed to radio frequencies and magnets, it's crazy. It moves on its own. There's plenty of videos on BitChute and, Rumble and other sites that do not, you know, filter out the doctors and the scientists that are finding all this stuff out, that are exposing it. But we can't go to Google. We know that Google is heavily invested in the vaccine, and they're making billions on it. We know that Facebook is heavily invested in it. And the amount of money that Bill Gates has paid the media is phenomenal right now. He owns them. Just like he owns a lot of the farmland. We are being set up for famine.
I've got a comment about what you just said about the technology when we come back. I just want to put an exclamation point on it and draw your mind to, are the radio frequencies where you are, or are you immune from them? I want to share a few thoughts with you when we come back. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376, moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I inform the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yea on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376 as a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas. I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As COVID-19 lockdowns ruin the lives of millions of Americans, one fact is coming to light. The lockdowns did not work, and people continued to get sick and die where lockdowns were forced by government officials. Dr. Scott Atlas was a former White House Coronavirus Task Force member. He tells Fox News the lockdowns failed.
The problem here is that we have people running the pandemic response that are really not the right people. I saw this with my own eyes. The difference between me and the people like Drs. Birx and Fauci, where Drs. Birx and Fauci were bureaucrats. They're in a 40 years of a government position. I was a health policy scholar for 15-plus years and 25 years of medicine experience, clinical and research. Their approach was very different. My approach was bringing in scientific papers from all over the world, keeping current on the data, bringing in experts from the entire country in infectious disease, epidemiology, and speaking with these people. Mine was about more information and critical thinking about the information. And unfortunately for the American people, Dr. Birx was in charge of the task force medical side, and the Birx-Fauci lockdowns were transmitted as advice the entire year of 2020, before, during, and after I was there. The governors heard her written advice, every governor. She visited dozens of states giving the lockdown advice, and those lockdowns were implemented. And the problem is those lockdowns failed to stop the dying, they failed to stop the spread of the infection, and they destroyed millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why you got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg's with us, Greg Lesher, and we'll tell you about his book in just a few minutes. Greg was talking about nanotechnology and how it's impacted by radio frequencies and magnetic attraction. And so where are these devices that would impact this nanotechnology? Well, where do these magnetics and radio frequencies come from? Well, your cell phones, the wireless internet in your home, the heater blower in your car. You turn on your car's air conditioning. I've measured these things. The meter on a tri-field meter, when you turn on your heating system in your car, pegs the needle. This is the same metering system that Dr. Sheila uses. I have one too. Your electric windows in your car. your car's digital control screen, if you have one of those screens between the two seats on the dashboard that you can watch navigation and you can set your heating and radio and all that, that system transmits electromagnetic radiation and radio frequencies. Your cordless phone, your ceiling fan, your microwave oven, the digital clock on your stove or your clock radio next to your head in your bedroom. The wiring in your house is an antenna for electromagnetic radiation. Your garage door opener, your doorbell, if you have one. And the best source of magnetism that I can think of, the strongest source of magnetism that most people will be exposed to, close proximity to, is an electric car with a powerful electric motor and electric brakes at each wheel. And you're sitting right in the middle of it. And, of course, your stupid neighbor's electric car charger. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just watched a great big long video on the technology that they've developed. You know, kind of a bragging video saying that they will be able to monitor your heart. You'll be able to monitor your glucose. They'll be able to monitor everything from the Internet of Things. And it's all tied right through. And how are they communicating all this information? Through the smart meter. The smart meter can tell you what product you just turned on. I mean, it's that technical.
And your smart meter can turn off your electric power remotely.
Absolutely.
So somebody.
And if anybody thinks, yeah.
So
if
somebody
thinks that that's the. Go ahead.
I ran for the board of directors of our electric cooperative four times, and I was defeated with fewer votes than anyone in the history of running for office. 37,000 members, I got 100 votes. I mean, if you want to, and I was on stage making my case, and I mean, it was unbelievable. So. I was trying to say to the membership, look, if you're behind on your monthly payment, the clerk sitting at a computer screen can move the mouse to your name, Joe Doakes, click disconnect, and you have no electricity right then and there. No one has to come visit you. Your electricity can be turned off remotely at the smart meter, and they're doing it. They're doing it right now. I warned of this, and people just laughed at me. Well, I can't help them anymore, and I won't help them anymore. I'm not going to waste any more of my time with those bozos. I'm talking about the members. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, that smart meter, it does a lot. I mean, and, you know, I really want people to think about this. You know, how can you go without electricity? Do you think is it important in your life? Turn off the power, especially in the winter, for even a week or a couple of days. And if you can't deal with that, then I suggest that you get on. You know, if you figure you're not going to make it without electricity, I'd like to teach you a few ways that you can develop your own system at the cheapest rate you can do. Everybody talks about generators. Well, eventually you're not going to be able to have gas to put in the generator. You're not going to be able to afford it. The pumps aren't going to run because if the power goes down, so do the pumps. But one of the things you can do is to start putting together a battery bank. And what I did is I'm kind of unique in doing this because I figured out, okay, I've only got a limited amount of budget. So what I did is I got myself a bunch of golf cart batteries and I got myself a pure sine wave inverter. And I bought myself a Briggs & Stratton. Well, actually, I bought myself a Honda motor, a little Honda gas generator. And I bought myself a Lee Snavelle alternator that would operate a semi-truck or a bus. It's 100% duty cycle, and the one I got actually puts out 270 amps. And what I did is I hooked that motor up to that alternator, and the alternator, you can tell when the batteries are charged because it'll idle down. you light up, you'll hear the motor just take off and run full speed. So that's the time to turn it off. Your batteries are up to what they need to be. So you can turn the gasoline engine off after a couple hours of charging this bank and run for 24 hours on those batteries. Now, how much better of a generator is that than the one that you buy at the hardware store? It's so much better. It uses so much less fuel. Now that you've done that and you're able to run your refrigerator and your freezer and the things that you need, you can go ahead and start purchasing solar panels and a charge controller, and pretty soon you have your own system. But to depend on gasoline and a generator is only in an emergency, only if you're guaranteed the power is going to come back on. But there's going to come a time when people are going to say, if you don't have your jab, we're not going to sell you the electricity or the gas or anything else. Because we've all been told in Scripture that without this mark, and in Australia right now, with your other guests, they're locked down. If they don't have the vaccine and they go out on the road, they have checkpoints. They'll check you and arrest you and fine you.
It was announced this morning that Austria is going into full lockdown. Full lockdown. No one moves unless you have a medical reason or unless you're going to exercise or unless you're going to get food. That's it. That has been announced this morning on the air. And they've also mandated 100% vaccination rate, whatever that means, in Australia. That's coming very soon. They've announced that they are doing it, and within a month or two, it will be in Austria, I should say. Not Australia, Austria. So Australia is in lockdown, and Austria is in lockdown. Australia does not have the complete 100% lockdown, but they are monitoring your movements, and they will arrest you and fine you and jail you if you don't have a bona fide reason that's acceptable to them as to your movements. Yes, Gwyneth Isaacs is United States' only full-time correspondent from Australia on the radio, and she's living this. She calls me every day. It used to be every couple of days. Now it's every day. Sometimes it's twice a day and gives me updates. And it is terrifying what has happened in Australia. The limiting of the movement. Exactly what, whatever your worst nightmare of Mark of the Beast is, it's happening right before your eyes. Right before your eyes.
Yeah.
I know a young girl who's in high school. And one of the classmates in Springfield, Missouri, tested positive for COVID. School got shut down. Everybody had to be tested. Everybody in the whole class had to be tested before they could go back into school. And the tests weren't completed within one day. So they missed 2 days of school because one person got tested positive. So this kind of thing is ongoing. This is not unique. This is happening in the middle of the country. Springfield, Missouri. This is really serious. And literally, I believe that COVID is absolutely a killer. Absolutely. I'm convinced it's killer. I'm convinced it's man-made. I'm convinced it's a bioweapon. And I'm convinced that it is designed to limit the population. Probably take us down to one-tenth of what we have now. Why? Because I believe we're running out of fossil fuel. I believe we're running out of clean water. I believe we're running out of places to store garbage. And I believe we're running out of oxygen. As well as running out of everything else.
And the protocol, once you go to the hospital, these hospitals are pretty much demanded to use this remdesivir. Okay, that's the protocol. And if you deviate from it, they lose funding and they're basically, take their licenses and things like that because it's under the direction of the CDC, the NIH, the whole thing. They don't have a choice. So you're being set up to die. So my suggestion is if you know things aren't going to get better, right? With all the farmland that's being bought up and all the farms that are going under, if you don't have enough food to make it through this apocalypse that's ahead of us, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. It's just that simple. If you don't have your supply of food, if you don't have the things that you need to sustain your life, you're going to have to get in their line. You're going to have to take their poison food. You're going to have to take the shot, and you're going to live a miserable life. I mean, it's the things they put in there that's been exposed, a luciferase. What does that sound like? Put an extra R in there. It's Lucifer's race. And along with the DNA manipulation that's going on, changing your God-given DNA, it's obvious that this has become the mark. And you are Lucifer's race once you take it. And we're told that if we take the mark, we will not be recognized by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to mention, I got Kurt's son said to me, Kurt Wilson's son said to me, I just want you to know, Vincent, that Kurt was baptized. He was saved. And he was baptized by someone you've all heard of, Billy Graham. I just wanted to mention that in case you were concerned about Kurt Wilson.
Yeah.
And
But a lot of things that we do out of our lack of knowledge, okay? I mean, we've depended on the hospitals all of our life, and who would have thought that they would have pulled a trick like this to,
right.
You know, come out with a protocol that's meant to kill us? I mean, I had a call. I called my mom last night, and she said that she had her booster shot. She got her booster shot, and she was coughing. She says, oh, I got a cold. And I thought, oh, here we go. You know, by they say a lot of these broads just say by the third shot, you are negative on your immune system. It's wiped it out that much. But anyway, I said, how are my uncles and aunts doing? She says, well, they're all on blood thinners. And I'll finish that when we come back.
Class, you can probably tell in my voice that I am really, really sad. I'm really sad about the loss of our friends, John Stadtmiller. Remember Bob Chapman? Yeah. And the list is continuing.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate eliminate fireplace smoke problems and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg, before you continue, there are three things I'd like to ask you to consider. One is tell us how to get your book about the water station, the distillation station. Two, continue about what you were going to say about blood thinners and your family. And three, the patriot myths that can lead to trouble.
Okay. Anybody can go to www.realwaterindependence.com. And I've written a book called The Solar Desalination Water Station. And I just wrote and started another book because of one of your other instructors said I probably should do a more nuts and bolts book. And it's called The Flat Top Solar Still. And you can, you know, get the book and build your own still as big as you want. It's the only scalable design that there is out there. In other words, you're not stuck building a whole bunch of stills to get, you know, a little bit of water. You're able to build a huge one and get a lot of water. Anyway, I asked my mother, I said, well, when did they get the heart problems? It's just been this past year. We're talking six of them. All six of them are on now blood thinners because they've gotten the vaccine and they're developing the heart problems. And what is the side effect of graphene oxide? And this nanotechnology, it's heart trouble, cardio trouble. Well, now they're all on and blood thinners, and I did hear that they've added to the child vaccine blood thinners. Why would they do that? Knowing ahead of because they know ahead of time it's going to cause a lot of heart trouble in children. They're going to be suffering from this. But anyway, one of the things that excuse me. Got to in the patriot mythology, and I've heard so many patriots and so many people rail on this, is that they're printing all this money. Let me tell you something. They have never printed money. Money can only be minted, because money only qualifies as a silver or, for instance, one United States dollar is defined as one troy ounce of silver. Minted under the Acts of Congress at the U.S. Mint. What they're doing is they're printing notes. And what does that note say on it? According to the law of notes, A note can do nothing more than what it has on its face. And this note says, this Federal Reserve note that we've all been dealing with says, one United States Federal Reserve note. And what's it say on the bottom? For one United States dollar. That is a dollar. Are they printing dollars? No, they're minting them. And you can go buy one with these notes. You want to establish the, and a note is a liability. It's not, you cannot pay with a note. You can discharge a debt, which is what we've been doing, but you cannot make a payment with a note. That's just only, it's a promise to pay. That's why they call it the dollar bill. So when you start hearing people talk about, well, they're printing all this money, know right away that they're involved in this patriot mythology, which has brought this country to its knees. And, you know, what we should do is on Friday, I should pick maybe one subject rather than so many, because when we bring these, the evidences out, there is no other conclusion. I mean, we'll present the facts on this, the facts on why, who these people calling themselves states really are. They're not really the state, because if they were the state that they claim to be, or that you think they are, they could only accept gold and silver as a payment of tender of debt, because that's in the Constitution. They can't touch it. It's a felony if they do under the Par Value Modification Act. And if they tell you that, well, they will take it for payment at face value, they're committing another felony called securities fraud. So most of the time they just tell you if you try to take real money in there to make your payment for the debt that they say you owe, they just lift their hands and say, we can't take it. But there are people that the United States government does not go after for taxes, because they know the truth, and knowing the truth will set you free. Let's just put it that way. The truth will set you free. You can turn that debt back onto them. Yeah. And we can use U.S. code to do it. Anyway, go.
We should do a broadcast on it. If you'd like to do that next week, I think that's great. Your call.
Oh, absolutely.
You mentioned heart problems. John Stadtmiller was reportedly died of a massive heart attack. Kurt Wilson, massive heart problem. Massive heart problem. And it's reported that John Stadtmiller did not take the vaccine and he did not have COVID. I don't know that. I don't know that. I think there's something way, way beyond John Stadtmiller just having a simple heart attack. I think it was way more sinister than that. And I know that he used to like to eat at McDonald's after every broadcast. And I also know that there was a report that a guy tried to live on McDonald's and he ended up in the hospital after a month.
One quick note. A neodyme magnet, you can find them in an old hard drive. Put it up to your medication and watch it get attracted to it. It's got graphene oxide. A lot of things, anything that attracts to that magnet, it's got it.
Very good. Greg, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.